Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means the best prices of the season on new appliances, up to 40% off special buys. Like the Whirlpool white top load washer and electric dryer, just $548 each, over $500 off the pair. We'll even toss in free delivery. When it comes to appliances, we're pushing all the right buttons. Red, white, and blue savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 11th, U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra free delivery on purchases of $396 or more.
Excuse me, kind human.
Oh, hello.
Sprint has the network built for unlimited at the best price, yet some humans choose to pay so much more with Verizon when they could be saving with Sprint. Can you tell me why?
I didn't know that.
Are humans also unaware that Sprint offers 50% off the Samsung Galaxy S9 lease?
I need to get to Sprint.
Hurry, get 50% off the GS9 lease. That's $16.50 a month. Visit Sprint.com/GS9 or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Galaxy S9 $16.50 a month after $16.50 a month. Credit applied within 2 bills with approved credit. 18-month lease. $30 activation fee and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance, 2 coverage and offer not available everywhere. For discounted phones, restrictions apply.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means the best prices of the season on new appliances. Up to 40% off special buys. Like the Whirlpool white top load washer and electric dryer, just $548 each. Over $500 off the pair. We'll even toss in free delivery. When it comes to appliances, we're pushing all the right buttons. Red, white, and blue savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 11th, U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra free delivery on purchases of $396 or more.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
First time I worked out in 2 years.
Hey, why'd you take a 2-year break?
Well, I was a hairdresser, so I feel like I got my workout in with a blow dryer and stuff, you know?
You can't be serious.
What?
Molly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score. That's their goofy reality series.
You can't be serious.
There's some in-depth conversation there.
And Brian, you know, I want to pick up on something we talked to Bruce about, which is it's all fair and well to say that Albert Elmora Jr. belongs in the All-Star game, and I'm not denying that. I think he's had a fantastic season thus far, but there is this element, and I understand they've got a lot going on. They got a lot of really good players, and Joe can pick his line. I'm not a lineupista. He can pick who he wants to play as he wants to and all that, but then you can't double back and say the guy deserves to be there. You can't have it both ways. You can't not play a guy and then laud the fact that, oh, it's such a pity he didn't make it. It's almost by decision that he didn't make it, no?
Well, not only that, the team didn't put him on the players' ballots
right
at the beginning of the season because he was not considered a starting player. And so if that's your designation or lack of designation for the player, then how is he supposed to be perceived throughout baseball if the team doesn't even recognize him? And again, doesn't take away from the outstanding year and talent that he is and the year that he's having. But if you go into it and basically announce to everyone he's not a starter, he's a not utility, but certainly is a rotation type guy, and that's just because of the manager, and that's how he manages, and he's got to use everyone. He'll remind you that every time. And actually, if you look at the numbers, Almora has played as much as anybody else, but he hasn't played as much as other players on other teams that are legitimate starters and are not considered part of a three-man rotation or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. He's kind of a victim of their success. I understand what that means. It's just, he hasn't played as much as he played as much as Baez. Has he played as much as Contreras? I mean, it'd be great to have all the young guys kind of hit it at once, but also kind of unrealistic.
Yeah, and you know, I was interesting when, and I love his spots here on the Score, the afternoon show, and they the guys asked him about that. And he said, and he seems sincere. It doesn't bother him. He's not going to let it, you know, worry. He controls what he can control. And he goes about it. And he said, you know, if he makes it, great. And if he doesn't, and it looks like even with injuries, and he's not in the final vote, right? He's not among the five or six to do the final vote. So it'd have to be because a number of guys bowed out of the thing. And, you know, it's, I just don't think he's going to make it this year. I mean, the odds are against him, and it's part of the happenstance of being on this Cubs team.
Which is a wonderful and glorious thing, because you get a lot of attention and you get a lot of people noticing what you're doing, and you certainly get a lot of support from the fan base. But in his case, it's kind of the downside of it, because you don't get on the ballot.
Yeah, is there an All-Star game in his future? I absolutely believe there is. But Bruce also said Hap has been much better the last month
or
so, right?
That's true, too.
So, I mean, for a while there, we were wondering if Ian Hap was going to be heading to Des Moines and how long the stay was going to be, a la Kyle Schwarber from last season. And that, you know, they stuck with Ian Hap, and it's paying dividends right now. So, yeah, I wouldn't get too worked up over it. I think, you know, the fact that Contreras and Baez are going, and, we have texters saying Buster Posey had the better first half of the season. Yeah, you know, that no doubt. I mean, right now, Wilson Contreras has had a hell of a 3 week or 1 month run here, and the offense finally coming. But the first 2 months, he had what, one or two, three home runs, and that's not the Wilson Contreras everyone thought was going to take yet another step in his development as an offensive player in particular and defensive player, and still new to the position relatively. But you know, the fact of the matter is, Buster Posey had the better first half. But guess what? The Cubs are a more popular team right now nationally, and certainly Wilson Contreras. And biased to leapfrog the guys they did, and the amount of votes they overcame in those final days. I mean, what, it's 240,000 and 170,000. Bias was trailing by 270,000, Contreras 144,000 almost.
Incredible.
And they got it done, and the Cub fans got it done for them. So
it's the power of the Cubs. It's the power of all those fans that were listening and paying attention and decided to
crunch time, let's go.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's fantastic to see if you're a Cub fan. You know, you mentioned Schwarber there. I thought it was interesting to hear Joe talk about him and how much hard work he's put in. I mean, it's hard to believe that a year ago, he had to go down to the minors. We had to have that stint. He was struggling so much, and the guy utterly devoted himself to changing his body shape, to becoming a different player, and that hard work has paid off so well. I mean, he's now, did we get that right? According to the defensive metrics, he's their best outfielder? That would be very hard to believe when you see Hayward diving for a catch, or you see all the Almora catches that he's made. But quietly, and I believe it's due to the arm. You know,
yeah, it's absolutely
arm.
You know, again, getting the ball or making it look like it's routine, that's still an issue at times for Kyle Schwarber. But when he does, and runners have kind of learned now, you don't test the arm, because he is going to throw it, and he's going to throw it on target, and he's going to get his guy more often than not. So that's where the defensive run save come in to play. But I think, you know, that's as far as that goes. I mean, he's not a better outfielder overall.
But the numbers say that he is worth more than those guys, which is impossible. It just
it tells you that defensive metrics are not nearly as advanced as maybe the offensive metrics are.
Right, but I mean the defensive run save thing is strictly down to the arm, and he's got the catcher's arm, and it's certainly he's certainly gotten a lot of guys out. He's certainly thrown out players, and And it is kind of incredible that he did change his body shape and all that, and that hard work has paid off, and he's still hitting home runs and all the rest of it.
Yeah, 39 RBI, probably like to see more than that at this point in the season, but again, he's giving you a better season than I thought you'd get from him at this point, so...
Well, they're having a better season than you might have thought, given the fact that Chris Bryant has struggled as much as he had and not been available. And this is did Chris Bryant say this is the longest stretch of his career where he hasn't played, other than the time where his mom made him stay home, that he was
grounded?
He was
grounded. Yeah. Do you really think he was grounded for what, 3 weeks or whatever?
No, I doubt it. I just think it's a funny comment.
Yeah, was he ever grounded at all? I mean, he just seems like the perfect, perfect kid.
I mean, maybe if his grandparents ran out of money paying him for home runs, they had to
What was it, 20 or is it 50? It was $20 every time.
Was 10, and then I read 20, and I thought, like, that's just extravagant.
Now he's
20
paid
for a homer? That's too much.
Now they give him Bitcoin.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Now they give him Bitcoin. I like it. Yeah.
It fluctuates.
But you look at the up and down the lineup of that team. It's just extraordinary that you can lose a guy like a former MVP and Chris Bryant. Rizzo hasn't had the greatest start to the season. He's nowhere near the All-Star game, and you still are winning games and making comebacks.
Yeah, look, had four guys hold down the fort over at third base, and Bodie. I mean, what a nice story this is. And yesterday. A lot of young guys up there after a week ago he had his first major league home run. He's up there in the moment, and you know what? If the pitcher wants to walk him, he's going to take the walk, and he did. Where a lot of guys would just been really aggressive and want to just pound the ball because you got the bases juiced and game's on the line, and you want to be the hero. And guess what? You were the hero by taking the high inside pitch the way you should have, and God bless him for doing so.
We talked a little bit in past weeks about this idea that the bat throwing mentality and the idea that that some of the response you get from the old time baseball guys could be one of the reasons that that a couple of Cubs in particular, and obviously they're Wilson Contreras and Javi Baez, were running afoul of different issues. And now you look at it and you say, is that the reason the fans got out and voted for him in the fashion they did, Brian? Is the flashy play, is the fact that they always seem to be on Sports Center with the big plays, is that possible?
It's possible. I really think it's just a matter that people probably thought they're going to get there, with or without their vote. And then when it became apparent that they really needed to get motivated and get people to vote as often as they could each and every day, leading up to that deadline, that they finally did it, and they vote the maximum amount of times. And I thought Contreras was a real long shot because of the amount.
That's incredible.
And Baez, I thought, was I was surprised he was trailing by as much as he was. And it wasn't just the raw vote, it was the two guys who were in front of him, two legitimate players. So but they're going to DC, that's all that matters.
All right, we're going to bring in our buddies Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight next. We'll do some transition. It's Mully and Hanley on the Score.
Cubs fans, Albert Almora Jr. joins the McNeil and Parkin Show tomorrow at 2.
Are you at all surprised at how well your season is going?
No, I'm not going to say I am, just because I know the type of player and the type of gamer that I am.
Albert Almora Jr. talks Cubs with McNeil and Parkins, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, official radio home of the show.
Excuse me, kind human.
Oh, hello.
Sprint has the network built for unlimited at the best price, yet some humans choose to pay so much more with Verizon when they could be saving with Sprint. Can you tell me why?
I didn't know that.
Are humans also unaware that Sprint offers 50% off the Samsung Galaxy S9 lease?
I need to get to Sprint.
Hurry, get 50% off the GS9 lease. That's $16.50 a month. Visit Sprint.com/GS9 or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Galaxy S9 $16.50 a month after $16.50 a month. Credit applied within 2 bills with approved credit. 18-month lease. $30 activation fee and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. For discounted phones, restrictions apply.
The FIFA World Cup on Fox may be happening halfway around the world, but you're connected to it. It's in your DNA. Perhaps you've heard of the brilliance of Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, magnificent!
What if part of your DNA originated in Portugal? Or maybe your DNA connects you to Argentina, where Messi is a national hero.
And it's Messi, 3-0 Argentina!
So this summer, root for your roots. Watch the FIFA World Cup on Fox. And let Fox Broadcast sponsor 23andMe help you find your connections to the world.
Hey, music fans, we all love jamming the tunes, so why not take them outside? This weekend's forecast is nothing but sunny skies, so crank the beats. Grilling season is here. Kingsford, start something.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Excuse me, kind human.
Oh, hello.
Sprint has the network built for unlimited at the best price, yet some humans choose to pay so much more with Verizon when they could be saving with Sprint. Can you tell me why?
I didn't know that.
Are humans also unaware that Sprint offers 50% off the Samsung Galaxy S9 lease?
I need to get to Sprint.
Hurry. Get 50% off the GS9 lease. That's $16.50 a month. Visit Sprint.com/GS9 or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Galaxy S9 $16.50 a month after $16.50 a month. Credit applied within 2 bills with approved credit. 18-month lease. Slow down activation fee in your line of service. If you cancel earlier, remaining balance due coverage and offer not available everywhere for discounted phones. Restrictions apply.
Dirty carpets don't keep a schedule. You do. That's why the Home Depot has the Hoover Power Scrub Elite Pet Plus Carpet Cleaner for just $148, over $40 off. Its quick clean mode with Heat Force helps cut drying time to less than 45 minutes. If you have a schedule to keep, you don't want to sit around waiting on a wet carpet. The Hoover Power Scrub Elite, just $148, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through July 11th.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Segments brought to you by Subway. Wrap your hands around Subway Restaurant's savory rotisserie-style chicken Caesar signature wrap. Enjoy tender rotisserie-style chicken topped off with savory Caesar sauce fit for an emperor. Try one today at Subway. Legal, limited time only, participating restaurants.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
The Chicago Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets. Do it right now. Receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing and all the wonderful ways you've used to get a hold of us. And mostly, we want to thank you sincerely for listening. It means a lot to us.
It sure does each and every day. Enjoy a great day in the great city of Chicago. And we'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning, live at 5. So please join us.
Want to thank Eli and Shane for their hard work this morning. Made things a lot easier for me, especially. And we'll be back. As you say, Brian, it's time to welcome in our friends. They're not just work colleagues. They're people we care about deeply. It's Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight from the Bernstein McKnight Show.
What a time for you to be where you are, man. What a time. It just, I watched that game, the England-Sweden game, in its entirety. And I happened to be up, and I figured I'd get the crossword puzzles out of the way. No one else is in the house, and I just figured I'm going to sit and take in this. And it was phenomenal. It was just phenomenal. I mean, just hearing everything that's going on, hearing the crowd start to believe. And then I got on Twitter, the whole meme of it's coming home, and that the self-conscious use of that awful song.
Yeah, well, we have Dustin's version of it in the vault.
If you see what people have been doing, like any time there is somebody putting on music, people have now worked that song in as this ongoing meme, whether it was Ross on Friends or Lilo and Stitch or Vladimir Putin playing the piano.